Here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
Is There a Boss in the House? Arr, and on this fine summer evening, the garden be alive with bird songs. That be a starling imitating a wren. That be a jackdaw imitating a raven.
Oh, I'm blooming paddle.
And that be a cuckoo imitating a parrot.
Say, funny boy, coming out there with your granddad's way then.
I told you I can't. There's something the matter with me back.
I know, you can't lift it out of that deck, sure.
Well, I am doing my share. While you are doing all the weeding, I'm doing all the planning.
Well, you can plan me a tea break. I'm having a rest.
Look at him. Trowel in one hand, spade in the other. Your favourite TV gardener, Percy Throwback.
Oh, very funny. I'll spray you for green fly in a minute. I'll come round to see your Susan to plan the weekend. I'm hardly through the front gate when you say you've got a surprise for me behind the greenhouse. You drag me round here and the next thing I know, you've shoved the O in me hand. Ho! Oh, in me hand. Hand. Ho! Oh.
Who?
Oh, shut up.
Look, you can't talk to our Susan yet. She's not in.
Where is she?
She's gone to see the vicar about something.
Oh, heck, has she? Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, I should have gone as well.
To see the vicar? Oh, no. I don't believe it.
You don't believe what?
That you're brave enough to marry Scraggy Neck.
Of course. Oh, if I am, I'd marry her. So, Scraggy Neck? The baby Susan, I mean.
Yeah, that's why you want to see the vicar with her, isn't it?
Listen, when you finish being funny about me marrying your Susan, I'll surprise you over that.
You mean you'll invite me to your honeymoon?
Not likely. You won't even know where we're going. It'll be abroad somewhere, where I'm safe from you. Oh, you'll fix my honeymoon for me in your granddad's greenhouse here, so I'll be handy for weeding his bloody old garden. Because you never do any weeding.
You what? I'm always doing it at school, and it's only one of three things I have to do.
What's the other two besides weeding?
Whiting and arithmetic.
Very humorous.
Jimmy, where are you? Jimmy, are you there?
I'm doing me granddad's weeding, Mum.
Oh, the sooner I marry your Susan and get a home of my own, the better. In the Hebrides.
Oh, there you are. Look. What's my best silver tea set doing on this windowsill?
Glinting in the evening sunlight, Mum.
Yes, well, it'd glint a lot brighter if you cleaned and polished it for me like you'd promised.
But, Mum, nobody can do two jobs at once. I've only got one pair of hands.
Well, take them out of your pockets and get to work.
But me granddad told me I had to weed his garden.
Never mind what your granddad told you. I'm telling you to get those pots cleaned. Susan just phoned. We're having the vicar for tea on Sunday.
Ooh, I'd sooner have boiled ham.
Oh, very funny, very funny. There's the cleaning materials. Now just drop what you're doing and get polishing.
Honestly, the work you have to do in this house. I don't know how Alfie stands it.
Jimmy, are there some weeds in your garden, like little blue flowers? Because if not, I think I pulled up your granddad's forget-me-nots. So, to be on the safe side, I shoved them back in and watered them. What does she want?
Me mum. Oh, she's got a job for us.
Oh, I take us?
Yes. Well, I offered to help you.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Your mum doesn't know I'm here.
I know. That's why I thought what a surprise you'll give her when you've cleaned her tea set. Now, come on. Here's the rags and the polishing stuff. Let's get started. Hey, Puffin' Alfie, what are you doing?
Breathing on this teapot to get a good shine on. But was he in when you rang, Jimmy?
Was who in?
Your teacher. You said you wanted to check that you got the right homework questions and you dashed off and left me. You were gone a long time. I've done most of this job on my own. Was your teacher engaged? Did you keep getting the wrong number like we do sometimes?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, dear, but what are we talking about?
Don't you know either?
Jimmy, are you there? Jimmy?
Quick, Alfie, give me that polishing rag.
Don't snatch.
Oh, there you are. What's all this?
My mum said I had to polish her tea set, Grandad.
Oh, well, let me see. You've not finished weeding my garden yet.
Well, I'm doing my best, Grandad, but my mum said...
Never mind what your mother said. Alfie.
Yes, Mr. Tinkler.
Instead of standing there doing nothing, why don't you give Jimmy a hand with the weeding?
Why don't I get...
No, Grandad. I'll finish it off. If it takes Alfie, it takes me all night.
Well, it's got to be done before tomorrow if you want me to take you to that cricket match.
Oh, I don't want to miss the cricket. It's that special one-day match, Alfie. Dolly Vera's playing.
Who's she?
You daft thing. He's a him.
Jimmy, you'll get no work done arguing with that ninny.
Ooh. I'll be back in half an hour.
Or 5 minutes if it's his turn to pay. Come on, Alfie, you heard what the foreman said.
Oh, what a life. Yeah, one of these weekends, I think I'll bring a lad around here and he'll hope with you, Susan. Oh, knowing you lot, I'd finish up on the ladder cleaning your windows. It's Alfie do this, Alfie do that. Who's the boss round here, I'd like to know?
Look, Father, stop making all this fuss and shut up.
It's you that wants to shut up, Pat. I only ask who was the boss in this house.
Yes, but I knew what you meant. You're annoyed just because you can't have your own way over everything.
I am nothing of the kind. It was you who started all this shouting.
Hey, if we're having a row, Mum, why are we whispering?
Because the walls aren't very thick and I don't want the neighbours to hear your granddad shouting and losing his temper.
They won't hear me shouting. They won't hear me shouting and losing my temper.
Won't they? Well, I'll tell them to open their windows.
Oh, shut up. Look, Grandad, I'm sorry if I've messed up your arrangements for Sunday afternoon, but Mother said it would be all right.
Ah, well, I'm getting a bit tired of what Mother's always saying.
Well, Alfie and I do want to see the vicar. We can't really put the meeting off now.
Oh, no. I've got to put my bowling league meeting off. Sunday meeting's a very important one. I had the representatives from 10 pubs coming here.
All bringing their own beer.
Aye, so... Oh, shut up, Jimmy. Or I'll leather you.
Now, don't you go take it out on the boy, Father. Luke Susan knew nothing about your arrangements, and neither did I.
That's because you don't ask and find out.
Oh, well, perhaps in future you'll do us the honour of telling us what's going on. After all, you have made it pretty clear who's the lord of the manor around here.
Luke, all I said was, when I tell Jimmy to do a job...
Yes, we've been over all that, Father. You're the head of the household, so I'll revert back to what I was before, the overworked, underpaid skivvy.
Look, Pat, all I'm trying to say is...
I know. Well, from now on, you are the boss. You hear that, Jimmy? Susan?
Oh, look, you're both just being childish.
Don't you tell me that, my girl.
No, or you'll get a cold slip around your hot pants.
Shut up, Jimmy. Susan, you and Alfie have definitely arranged to meet the vicar here on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, yes, Mother. Oh, look, Grandad, it's very important. The vicar's coming to see Alfie and me because, well...
I don't want to know. I'm away down to the Rose and Crown fire.
No, you can go where you like. From now on, you're the boss. You give the orders.
Aye, well, that's all right by me.
Oh. What a mood he's in. I don't think I've ever seen Father carry on like that before.
Well, you know why he's in such a temper, don't you, Mum?
No, why?
He's sober.
Jimmy, do as you're told and get down to the grocer's shop. I'm telling you for the last time.
But, Mum, me grandad gives the orders in this house.
What?
Well, that's what you arrange with him, Mum.
Well, I had to do something. He's so touchy these days. Now, off you go to the grocer's.
Oh, heck, I'll have to hurry. The cricket match starts at 11. If I asked him nicely, Mum, do you think the boss would send me to the grocer's in a taxi?
The boss isn't here to ask. He's gone out.
Gone out? Where?
He didn't say and I didn't ask. Now off you go for those groceries.
Oh, all right, Mum.
And answer that door on your way out.
Hey, that's 2 orders you've given me. And you're only the shop steward, not the boss.
You what?
Sorry, Mum. Just go in, Mum.
Oh, hello, Jimmy. Can I come in?
Certainly. Have you got the right money or will you want change?
I don't know how much is it. Say, give over and I'll thump you.
You can't thump me till the boss says so. Anyway, go in. I'm going to the grocer's.
Come in the living room, Alfie.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Clitheroe. I hope I've not picked a bad time, but I rang Susan because I knew she was working Saturday mornings again, and she said go around and ask me mother. Not my mother, she meant you. Not my mother meant you, Susan meant you, because I have to tell you, oh, well, are you, Penny?
What? Oh, my Penny. The Lord and Master of the House bought it me for my birthday.
Oh, where does Jimmy get all his money from?
I meant his grandfather. What did you want, Alfie?
Yeah, well, it's like this. I've got an uncle, Alfie, who has the same name. Surname as well. But we're not just both Alfies. He's a Hall and I'm a Hall. Are they chrysanthemums?
Ah, what chrysanthemums?
Them flowers on your penny.
I'll look them up in the gardening book. You were saying about this uncle of yours, Alfie Hall.
Yes, his name's the same as mine, yeah. Alfie Hall. And he's won holiday in the works draw in Paris. Not the works in Paris, he'd never get there on his bike. It's a holiday for two. Fly Saturday morning in 4 weeks' time.
Oh, he will be pleased.
Yes, he's not going.
He's pleased that he's not going on a holiday to Paris?
Yeah, because he'd have to take his wife with him. She's my auntie. But that's not why he's not pleased having to take her with him. She hates flying, and he's not so keen, so they thought Susan and me might like to have the holiday. So I've given them a fiver to spend and told her that we are going. Tell you that this is a form from the travel agents.
Oh, yeah. Hey, wait a minute, though. It says Mr. and Mrs. Alfred Hall.
Oh, yeah. Well, I spotted that, but don't worry. There'll be no funny business. I wouldn't... I wouldn't dream of but even if it is Paris. They've swapped the double room for two singles.
Oh, good. I mean, yeah. Well, you want to know if it's all right for Susan to fly to Paris on holiday with you?
Yes, please.
Well, it's all right by me, but the final decision rests with the head of the household after the trouble there was last night.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Susan said there was a row after I left about the Vicar's Youth Club meeting at your house tomorrow. Mr. Sinclair shouted at everybody. Even Jimmy?
Yes, I thought it was a bit hard on the boy. After all the weeding he'd done for his granddad.
Yeah.
and before I forget, Alfie, thank you for helping to clean my tea set.
Oh, not at all, Mrs. Clitheroe. Any time you want any jobs done, just tell Jimmy. He knows where I live.
Cooking fat.
Pardon?
Cooking fat. I forgot to put it on my order and I want to start baking. Oh, our Jimmy will go mad if he has to go again. I'll just get me coat.
That sounds like Jimmy now.
Yeah, closing the door with a sledgehammer.
Oh, this shopping bag's heavy, Mum. By rights, you ought to stop sending me and buy a mule.
Never mind the jokes. He didn't put any cooking fat in, did he?
I don't know, Mum. What's that under the cream cakes?
I didn't order cream cakes.
I thought when the vicar comes to tea tomorrow, he might fancy a cream cake.
But there's half a dozen there.
Well, we don't want to embarrass him, ma'am, watching him eat his cream cake on his own.
Oh. You've an answer for everything. I'll go and get that cooking fat so I can start baking.
Yeah, I've got to go, Mrs. Clitheroe, so I'll go out with you. Yeah, but not go out with you like going out with Susan. I'll just go out with you... up the street.
Yes, she'd like that, Alfie. It'll remind her of the time she used to take the dog for a walk.
That'll do. Now, don't worry, Alfie. I'll tell Susan it's all right about... you know what.
Oh, you mean about... about you know what, Mrs. Clitheroe?
Well, I don't know what. What's what?
Nothing, Biggie, yes. Dad, after you, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Right you are, Alfie. Jimmy, while you're waiting for your granddad, tidy up the living room for me.
Oh, all right, Mum. That's three orders she's given me this morning without me granddad knowing. Four, if you include telling me to wash behind my ears. Right, they've gone. I wonder what that little mystery was with Alfie. Oh, well, get tidying up, Jim. Hello. What's this? Booking form confirmation. Travel right tours. Double room, Hotel Montmartre. Paris. Mr. and Mrs. Alfred Hall? Hey! Oh, Susan and Alfie are getting married and going to Paris for the honeymoon. So that's what's what.
I'm sorry I didn't get home in time to take you to the cricket match, Jimmy. But Tommy Twig and Higginbottom held me up.
Why, were you tiddly?
No, I wasn't, funny boy. Anyway, you got to the match all right.
Oh, yes, Mr. Brocklebank took me.
I didn't know Brocklebank was going.
Neither did he. But it was either take him or pay for myself.
Oh, you're a cunning wee rascal, eh?
Well, I'm not the only one. What about you lot fixing up our Susan and Alfie's wedding without telling me? Just to stop me getting a piece of wedding cake.
What wedding?
Don't you know about it? You mean Alfie didn't ask the boss of the house? He's getting brave. He must have been drinking shandies again.
Look, I don't want to hear any jokes about Susan getting married.
It's not a joke, it's true. Mind you, right in a way, anybody marrying our Susan must be doing it for a laugh.
Now listen, I don't know where you got this stupid idea from, but nobody's getting married.
Well, what about this form here? That I had a look at, that I happened to find on the floor where Alfie dropped it.
What form?
Here, Luke. He was showing it to me mama and they didn't want me to see it. They kept talking about, you know what, Alfie? Oh, yes, sir. You know what, Mrs. Clitheroe?
Travel right tours. Double room. Hotel Montmartre. Paris. Mr. and Mrs. Alfred Hall. I don't believe it.
There you are. In 4 weeks' time it is. Look at the date.
But why have they kept it a secret?
Maybe they don't want you to have any wedding cake either. Alfie said he'd surprise me when he married our Susan and that they'd have a honeymoon abroad.
He said that to you?
Yeah, in fact, he said he wouldn't wait to marry our Susan the proper way, that he might get a ladder and elope with her. Although if we knew, we'd have him cleaning the windows instead.
I still can't believe that they'd do this behind my back.
Well, it's there, isn't it? And what about that meeting with the vicar? There was all that trouble about.
Aye, you're right, son. They've deliberately kept me out of this because of the row I had with your mother and Susan.
Right. Well, wait till they get home, Grandad. You tell them they can't have a wedding without us. You're the boss. You sort them out.
I'm saying nothing, and neither will you.
You what?
Don't you let on we've seen this book in form, or I'll tan your hide for you. If they want to exclude me, they can. In fact, I think I'll exclude myself. I'm not being made a fool of by anyone.
What do you mean, Grandad?
You'll find out, and so will they. Now, not a word about this wedding to anyone. Understand? I've warned you, and I mean what I say.
What on earth is the matter with Grandad, Mother?
I've no idea. Do you know, Jimmy?
Don't ask me. I don't want him clouting me with his crummock.
When I said hello, he just looked at me and walked upstairs. Isn't he well?
Well, one look at you's enough to make anybody ill.
Don't be cheeky. Have you been doing something to annoy him?
Me? Oh, I like that. You're the two he's cross with, not me.
Why is he cross with us?
I'm not saying. I'm minding my own business.
Well, that's a change. I think you must be sick as well.
I am sick of you.
Will you stop being rude? Look, go out and play.
I will. I'll go upstairs to see me granddad. He's the only friend I've got in this house.
Mother, do you think Grandad's still annoyed over the business of the vicar coming?
Well, it must be that. I mean, nothing else has happened. We haven't seen him since the row this morning. Mind, it's not like him to sulk. He usually flares up and then it's all over in 5 minutes.
But, Grandad, you don't really mean you're leaving home.
I certainly do. What do you think I'm putting all my clothes in this suitcase for?
I thought the vicar was having another jumble sale. What do you want to leave home for?
Because I'm not going to be treated like a lodger in my own house. If they want to fix the wedding behind my back, I'll make it easy for them. I'm going to clear off.
Well, I'll come with you, because they fixed it behind my back as well.
No, Jim, sonny, you must stay here.
What, just me and two women? They'd make my life a misery. If you're not here, they'll have me bringing the coal in, lighting the fire every morning and washing me neck every 5 minutes.
Oh, no, you'll be all right, son.
I will not. They'd never let me watch boxing or wrestling on the telly. Instead of seeing Jackie Palo batching the wild bull, I'd have to watch Fanny Craddock stuffing a chicken.
Will you be in your bedroom long, Grandad? I want to tidy it up.
In another 5 minutes, I'll be gone for good. And then you can do what you like with this room. You can rent it out for all I care.
What do you mean?
He means he's leaving home, and it's all your fault. You and that daft boyfriend of yours with the long, plain mouth.
You cheeky little monkey.
You monkey's sister.
Come in. I told you not to talk about this. Susan, if you wouldn't mind leaving my room, I'd like to finish my packing.
Oh, very well, Grandad. We'll see what Mother has to say about this.
Grandad, I've just thought, when Susan gets married, she'll be leaving home to live with Alfie in a nut house. Or a cage, or whatever Alfie buys. So there's no need for you to go.
I don't have to go. I'm choosing to leave because of the way they've treated me, ignoring me. I'm the head of this household, but I'm not even consulted about anything that matters. I'm nobody. Nothing. I'm a doddering old fool who just not wanted.
Well, I want you. I don't care if you are a doddering old fool.
Father, what's all this nonsense about you leaving home? Have you gone mad?
No, I've just come to my senses. I've finally realized that I'm just in the way here. A nuisance.
What do you mean?
He means you don't want him because he's nothing but a doddering old fool.
You're asking for a smack.
Me? You'll be lucky if me grandad doesn't hit you with the wardrobe. You started it all, bringing the vicar round without telling me grandad that you and Alfie were...
Jimmy, I told you to keep quiet.
Look, Father, can't you be sensible for a moment and discuss what's wrong?
You know what's wrong, and I don't want to discuss it. I just want to finish packing my case, so will you leave me alone?
But, Grandad, this is childish.
Don't you say that to me again, my girl.
Go on, Grandad, bash her with your bagpipes.
You shut up, Jimmy. Come on, Susan, we're wasting our time.
You're right, Mother.
When you cool down, Father, I'll be in the kitchen.
That does it. The two of them standing there pretending they don't know what's wrong, accusing me of being childish.
Mother, now Grandad's had time to calm down, why don't you go up and make friends with him?
I'll do no such thing. I've done nothing wrong. All this was just because of a stupid argument over the vicar coming.
But he's going to leave home.
Oh, don't be so silly. If he does leave, it'll only be to go as far as Harry Whittle's next door. Till opening time. He'll be back tonight after they've called time, gentlemen, please.
Thanks, son. Can manage now. There's a couple of things down here I want to put in my suitcase.
Can't you find room to put me in?
Oh, you've brought your case down, have you? So you're going through with this farce, are you?
I'm not going to quarrel. I'm just leaving. My room is free now. You'd like to tidy it up for the next lodger you have here?
Right, I will. Come on, Susan. We'll get it done straight away. We might be able to let it tonight.
All right, Mother. Grandad, don't you think this has gone far enough?
I wish you'd go far enough. Go to Tibet. That's far enough. And marry a yak.
Come along, Susan.
All right, Mother. Oh, this is so stupid.
You see what you're letting me in for, Grandad? I'll have the two of them at me like that every day. What does Alfie want to marry her for, anyway? If he wants something to cuddle, why doesn't he buy a Cindy doll?
Is anybody in? It's me, Alfie. The back door was open, so I thought you must be in. Oh, Mr. Sinclair, I didn't know it was you. I mean, that was in, I thought. I knew it was you when I saw you, but I didn't before I saw you. I didn't think.
Oh, good. If you started thinking, Alfie, it'd worry us.
I suppose you want Susan, your bride-to-be, do you?
No, I don't want her. I do, but not now. It's you I want now.
You want to marry me, Grandad?
Yes, I do. No, talk about it. But bride, not married, what do you mean?
There's no need to go on keeping me in the dark. I know all about you and Susan getting married.
Oh, good, but that saves me having to ask you, but we're not getting married.
It's no use lying. You dropped the booking form for your trip to Paris and me grandad seen it. Just do me a favour. Take our Susan up the Eiffel Tower and have a game of leapfrog.
Oh, shut up. Well, do you mind, Mr. Sinclair?
Look, here's the form. Paris, Mr. and Mrs. Alfred Hall. Now are you getting married?
No, we're going to Paris for a few days, but we're not getting married.
What? You mean to say you're... Jimmy, go on, go upstairs and tell Susan Alfie's here. Go on, off you go now.
Hey, but I want to stay.
Do as you're told, go on.
Oh, all right. But don't start the fight till I get back.
Oh, he's funny, isn't he? Don't start the fight.
I'm not laughing. So you're not getting married?
No.
You're just going to Paris for a few days with Susan, Mr. and Mrs. Alfred Hall.
That's right. We won't be Mr. and Mrs. Alfred Hall, because we won't be married.
You young puppy! You have the gall to tell me to my face that you're taking my Susan off for a weekend, and I can't say it.
Mr. Sinclair, what's the matter? You've gone all red.
Go white when I've finished with you. You'll be stretched out.
Mr. Sinclair,
I've read about all these goings on these days, but the Permissive Society hasn't arrived at this hooch yet.
Get off, help! Mr. Sinclair, stop it! You made me break the vase.
I'll break your neck before I finish.
Get off me! Help, somebody!
Father, what are you doing?
He's doing Alfie and he's making a good job of it.
Let go of him, Grandad. Are you out of your mind?
No, but you are if you think I'll let you go to Paris with him, pretending to be Mr. and Mrs. Alfred Hall.
They're not pretending to be anything of the kind.
What about this travel form, then?
That Mr. and Mrs. Hall is Alfie's uncle and aunt. Alfie and I are going in their places as ourselves, Mr. Hall and Miss Clitheroe.
Eh? You mean you're going in separate areas? You're not...
No, we're not.
That's great, Grandad. If they're not getting married, you don't have to leave home.
Oh, why do I take any notice of you, you young troublemaker?
Oh, no. So you read the form, did you? And started all this trouble?
Yes, he did. And you should have known better, Grandad. Because you told me weeks ago, remember?
Told you what?
Well, you said, if you ever read anybody else's letters in this hoose, there'll be trouble. Well, you did, and there was. You were dead right.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Well, we're all friends again now, but I'm a bit puzzled. I mean, my granddad was going to leave home without saying a word because Alfie and Susan were getting married, but when he found out they weren't getting married, instead of being pleased, he started bashing Alfie. Grandads are funny, aren't they? Ta-ra!
Thank you.